My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, I've been kind of struggling with wanting more. Like, you know, I keep hearing all of this information and everybody talk about how I should be here now, but you know, I just naturally want more, God. I want to upgrade my home. I want to upgrade my car. I want to achieve more in my business. And is it really that bad to want more? Is it really like a detriment or a bad thing, a negative thing to want to achieve more? And how can I truly be grateful for what I have now when I always have a desire in my heart to want to achieve more? Can you help me out with this, God? I'm just a little bit confused. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, it's okay to have goals, but you must also be thankful for what you have now.
Behind these eyes, secrets lie. Behind your walls, broken doors. A single rose, a thorn will grow. Tell me. So deep, feel my skin on top of yours. Can we begin? You're in so deep, shed too much. Loving me is a little run.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And think about all the things that we are grateful for today. What are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? One thing I am grateful for is my elders. The wonderful women and men in my family who have come before me, who have taught me, who have nurtured me, who have taken care of me, who have provided wisdom and amazing advice. So let us just take a moment today to honor the elders in our family, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our aunts, our uncles. Mentors that we may have, just the people in our lives who may be close or who may live at a distance, the people who have passed on and transitioned, anyone in our lives who have come before us that have prayed for us or helped us or given us wisdom or just been there when we needed them. Let us just take a moment to show gratitude for them now. Okay, very good, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out and we'll start the show after this short break.
Behind these eyes, secrets lie. Behind your walls, broken doors. A single rose, a thorn will grow. Tell me your fears, they'll stay right here. You're in so deep, feel my skin on top of yours. Can we begin? You're in so deep, shit too much. Loving me, a little run.
Hello, my gratitude first gardeners. I hope you guys are having an amazing day, an amazing week, an amazing month. How are you guys doing? I hope you're doing well. And you guys, today, this is going to be a really quick episode because my son, my mom, and I are actually getting ready to drive to North Carolina to see my great-grandmother. My great-grandmother just turned 105, you guys, a couple of days ago. And so we're my mom and my son, along with our whole family, we're going to do like this little drive-by wave type of thing. So my grandma's just going to kind of, you know, stand inside of her house where we can see her through the door, and the whole family is just going to kind of just drive by and wave to her for her birthday. So my mom is coming to get me and my son so we can head up to North Carolina to do that. So I am so excited to see my great grandma. And guys, it's such a blessing. Isn't it a blessing when you get to see your elders like grow into this beautiful older stage, right? And it's my great grandma, but it's my son's great great grandmother, you guys. And I am just so blessed. I just thank God that my son has an opportunity to see his great great grandmother. That is, that's just so beautiful. And my mom tells me stories about my great grandma all the time. When my mom actually first had me, my great grandma was there in the hospital with my mom when she was having me. And we went to stay at my great grandma's house for a while. My mom and I lived there when I was a newborn baby. So my great grandma has, you know, just taken care of me and my mom for like our whole lives. So this is just really, really special. I was born in North Carolina, so that is my home. So yay, you guys, I'm just so excited that, you know, we get to, you know, although we don't get to really go inside and hug her, you know, because we don't want to, you know, of course, compromise her health or anything like that. But the fact that I get to just smile at her and wave to her, and my son gets to see his great great grandma, and my mom gets to see her, I just think that's beautiful. So I'm so excited about that. Yay! So yes, shout out to our elders. I mean, it's not many people get to say that they have someone in their family that is 105 years old, you guys. So I just feel, I'm just thankful to God. I feel so incredibly blessed. And that's what we're going to talk about today on our episode, you guys. It's just, you know, feeling blessed for the moments that we have, right? We are always striving for more. As human beings, it is in our nature to want more. It's in our nature to want to achieve more, to want to acquire more, to want to do more. You know, if we have a Honda, you know, many of us want to upgrade our car to, you know, maybe a Mercedes. And then once we get the Mercedes, we want to drive a Range Rover. And then once we see someone who has a Lamborghini, now we want the Lamborghini, right? We might be blessed with a beautiful apartment, but now we want a townhome. Once we get in the townhome, we want to get a house. we have a 3-bedroom house now. Now it has to be 5 bedrooms. We're always wanting more, you guys. And one thing God has been working on me a lot this week, especially, is to be here now, to be in the moment, to be grateful for what I have now. So this entire week, you guys, I have just been really focused on being in the moment and just taking a moment to say thank you, God, for my blessings right now, for what I have right now. You know, I'm not asking for more. I'm not asking to achieve more. I just want to be thankful for what I have now. So I want you guys to keep that in mind this week as you're moving forward. What are you thankful for right now? What can you bless God and praise God for now, or the universe, the creator, right? Just, you know, instead of striving for more, like, it's always good to want to reach your goals, but just be in the now and be thankful for what you have now, and more will naturally come to you. Okay, my love, so that is today's episode. I love you so much, and I hope you have a great week. Bye.
Behind these eyes, secrets lie. Behind your walls, broken doors. A single
Thank you for tuning into the Gratitude First podcast. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.